In Psalms chapter 74, verse 18, remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. This is really something to think about. We live in a world today where people are blaspheming the name of the Lord. How are they doing that? By they either denying that he exists, denying his name, taking his name lightly, taking his name in vain, or just neglecting the things of the Spirit. The world we live around us does not recognize God as God, but man is his God. Man has become our God. We have many that we think are idols, and we worship idols. We may not bow down to statues and images, and that is also a reproach to God, by the way. I don't think we should use images in worship. But we have men's portion in our admiration. And we need to get our minds and our admiration back on Jesus Christ. God sent his Son to deliver us from unrighteousness and bring us from death into life, and give us a new way and a new beginning. Jesus shed his blood that we can, our sins could be covered, and that which separated us from God could be done away with, so we have a right relationship with God again, and we're united back to him. And we live in a world that does not recognize that anymore. They do not recognize any need for a Savior. They do not see how separated we are from God. They think God's up there smiling at us, if they believe in God at all. God's up there smiling, pleased with everything we're doing. But we leave him out of our lives. We make our own plans. We do our own thing. And yet many are lost and going into a burning hell each day. Life goes on, it passes by, and we're neglecting the things of our soul. Even the church is asleep. We're concerned about abortion and homosexuality that's coming into the church, and we should be. But many are lost and without Jesus Christ that are not homosexuals and do not have abortions. And we need to get back to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the foundation of the gospel of Jesus. Because unless the soul's saved, it doesn't matter if we get rid of abortion. It doesn't matter if we have enough food to feed all the world and we solve all the world's hunger problems. If we get everybody a nice home, we cut taxes, and we're fine and dandy. And we live good lives in this life. We're rich and increased with goods. But we have need of God. We have need of salvation. We have need to get right with God and have our relationship restored to him. Many are lost while we're fooling around in politics, and we've gotten off the main foundation, the main gospel of Jesus, which is why the church was called. Jesus said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. He said to teach all nations, make disciples of them. But we're not doing that. We're teaching everything else. Now, these things have their place. Social issues have their place. But the church must not major in those things. We've got to get back to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got to get back to being born again by the Spirit. We've got to get back to teaching about the living water. Teaching that to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved in your house. We got to get back to teaching people that they need to repent of sin and turn to Jesus Christ and get out of the things that's covering that up. We can either cover up the gospel with a bunch of other things so that the gospel is being badly neglected under a pile of good works, under a pile of opinions of men, perhaps doctrines of men, perhaps church tradition, Many things can cover up the gospel so we no longer preach it. It may be still in our statement of faith. We may have it in our statement of faith. We may have it in our bylaws or whatever you call them. But not being preached, not being presented. Covered up by other things. Quilting bees, parties, who? I don't know. We all know, but we need to get back to the original gospel that Jesus told us to preach. That which changes the heart, changes the life, and brings us out of death into life again. We've got to get back to it. Wouldn't it be better to have a young lady come to Jesus Christ? All things become new and old things pass away. And see that young lady come to Christ and then decide she doesn't want to have abortions because she's been made new by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has covered her sins. She's received that living water Jesus told the woman of the well that she could receive if she would only believe that He is the Christ, the Messiah. And oh, how wonderful it is to have to be born again by the Spirit of God and start all fresh and anew, clean and made whole. You know, the Bible says without holiness, no man's even going to see the Lord. And there's no way we can make ourselves holy. We have to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. That blood has to cover our sins. And we have to be clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. There's no way we could do this on our own just by being good and doing good works. We can lobby Congress and get them to pass a law against abortion all we want. But we'd still be a sinner in the sight of God if we did not repent and apply the blood of Jesus to our heart. If we were not born again, the church has got to get back to the foundation. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord. And we can't possibly be holy without the righteousness of Christ covering our sins. We got to get rid of sin. Sin separates us from God. We've got to get rid of it. We got to come back to the Lord and let Him cover our sins and put the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. We need that love. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples when ye have love one for another. We're biting and devouring and fighting and warring. We don't have the love of God. We don't have what they had in the book of Acts. Got to love one another as Christ has loved us and be made perfect. When I say perfect, I mean having the righteousness of Christ clothing us. Get back to the gospel. Contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. We need you, Lord God. We need the Lord. We need to get back to the gospel. There's so many lost in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our churches. There's people that are lost. They're going through the motions. They don't even know the Lord. They've went back to their sins. They're either they have went back to their sins and what used to be wrong isn't wrong anymore. Their conscience is seared. They call evil good and good evil. Or else they're so covered up with tradition and good works. And I'm not against good works in themselves. But covered up with everything else is covered up the gospel so people's not being born again and they're not being saved. You know, this happened before. After the death of the apostles, it wasn't long till the church began to compromise. Because many crept in and tried to bring false doctrine into the church, tried to get away from the Trinity, many things like that. They overreacted. The church fathers overreacted and they took too much ecclesiastical control. They began to set up hierarchies and doctrines and commandments of men. Pretty soon they had a form, and the Spirit of God was cast out. Men was ruling the church, running the church, and it wasn't long till no one was being born again by the Spirit. Because if you do not have the Holy Spirit, no one's going to be born again. You can't be saved by just keeping a rule book, by joining a church, or being baptized in a church. You can't be saved by doing those things. You must be born again. And without the Spirit of God, you're a dead church, and no one's going to be born again. And that happened. And we must not let that happen again. That happened, and that's why, after Constantine liberated the church, church and state married each other, and they began to control and try to force people to become Christians. That's about the stupidest thing they ever did. How can you force someone to be born again by the Spirit of God? It's something only the Spirit of God can do. And yet that's what they did. And Christianity became a religion of doctrines and commandments of men instead of the Holy Spirit coming in, regenerating and changing our lives. People were not being born again. How else do you think they can tie someone to a stake and burn him alive because he disagreed with their doctrine? There's no way a born-again Christian can do that. They didn't even know the Lord at that time when they started doing things like that. They didn't even know the Christ they claimed to represent and know. They didn't know him. How could they have known him? Because they left the foundation of Jesus Christ and what the apostles taught, and they got away and substituted church tradition and doctrines and traditions of men. Let's not let that happen again. On the other hand, let's don't be so loose and without any accountability until we allow sin to come in and say we're covered by grace and we do anything that we want to do. Either extreme is bad. We need the Lord. We need the foundation. We need to get back to the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ, where we're getting people saved, born again by the Spirit. A new life, a new beginning, a new hope. Also, we need to get people baptized in the Holy Ghost. They need the Holy Ghost. Who do you think sheds the love of God abroad in our heart? It's the Holy Ghost. Who do you think keeps us from returning to sin? We need the power of the Holy Spirit for service, to be able to preach to someone else, to be able to teach the Word of God. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because without Him, there's no preacher. He's the real preacher. We're just vessels. We need Him. He's the preacher. We're not the preacher, He is. We're just vessels, and we have to allow the Holy Ghost to use us and fill us. We need the Word written on our heart. The Holy Spirit does that. He brings the Word to our remembrance. Now we have to study. If we do not study the Word, and we do not pore over the Word, and we do not get into the Word, then we're going to be empty, and the Holy Spirit won't have anything in our brain to bring to our remembrance. We need to study, and at the right time, He'll bring the right words right to our mind. Now, how do I know this? Because the Bible says so. Jesus said so. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He's our comforter when we're troubled. He's our teacher to give us understanding in the Word. Yes, even the King James Version. I grew up with this Bible. I grew up with the King James Version. And the Holy Ghost can tell us how to understand it. But we got to seek Him. It's not going to come easy. We're not just going to sit and say, well, if He wants me to understand, He'll pop it in my brain. No, you got to seek these things. Hunger and thirst after these things. Jesus said, blessed is he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, and he shall be filled. Holy Ghost is not going to fill somebody that is half-hearted, half-baked, doesn't really care whether they walk in the Spirit or not. He's going to fill someone who's seeking Him, who's asking, who's knocking. And then He will fill. You can't be half-hearted and get filled with the Spirit. You want to know why we haven't all been filled with the Spirit? We're half-hearted. We don't want it. He's not going to give us His precious Holy Spirit, if we do not want the precious Holy Spirit. And yes, speaking in tongues will come with Him. We need all that God has for us in order to overcome the things in this life and be what He wants us to be and share this gospel with the world that's dying in sin by the foolishness of preaching. The old-fashioned way, just like the apostles did. They preached the gospel, and as many as 3,000 was saved at one time when Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost. That can happen again, but it takes the Holy Spirit. But you know, if you only reach one, at least that's one. That one may reach 1,000. And we need to get back to the foundation of the gospel and the infilling of the Holy Spirit and uncover this. It's been covered up by doctrines, traditions of men, junk, trash, foolishness. Oh, how we need to get back to the Lord. Back to our first love. We need Him so bad. And He is right there to give us what we need, but we got to ask. And it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Because God wants us to have His Spirit more than we want His Spirit. He wants us to be saved more than we want to be saved. God's willing. It's us who holds back on God. We want to hold on to our sin. We want to hold on to whatever it is, and we don't want the boat rocked. Sometimes our boat's got to be rocked before we'll come to Christ. But let's get back to the simple gospel, the foundation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that hath not the Son hath not life, but the wrath of God abides in him. And remember the words of Jude, contend for the faith, once delivered to the saints. Let's get back to the original gospel, the original way, and get out of tradition and doctrines and commandments of men and a bunch of junk. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. Thomas said to Him, Lord, one time when Jesus said that He had to go and He was going to send the promise of the Father, and Thomas said one time, show us the Father. And Jesus said, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. We need Him, folks. He's got so much good things for us. When we receive Jesus Christ, we receive the Father. There's another verse that says that he that loves me will keep His words, and my Father will love him, Jesus said. And we will come and make our abode with Him. You begin to love God, keep His words. If you don't keep His words, you don't love God. The Father, the Son, through the person of the Holy Spirit, comes and dwells within us. If we love His word. To see, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So we really need to begin to study the Word and get this Word inside our spirit so that we'll begin to share it. If mankind or human beings, all of us, seem to share what is on our heart, especially if we like to talk, we will talk about what's in our heart. So if we spend 24/7 in front of a TV set, that's what we're going to talk about. If we spend our time in business, if we spend our time always in the things of this life, that's what we're going to talk about. And these things is not wrong. We may be good cake decorators. And we spend our time decorating cakes. Well, then that's all we're going to talk about. That's why we need to spend time in the Word so we'll begin to talk about what we spend time with. What's on our mind is what we're going to talk about. Now, I remember people advising you, don't get too religious. Don't talk about these things. You'll turn people off. Well, Jesus told us to do this. He told us to share the Word. Now, we can't force it on somebody that doesn't want to hear, because that's given that which is holy to the dogs. But he told us to preach the word. So if we spend time with him, and we spend time with his word, we're going to begin to share it. But there's a lost world out there that needs to hear. But we cannot give what we do not receive first. If we don't receive the word into our spirit, then we can't give it to anybody. We've got to spend time and begin to seek the Lord. As the Spirit leads us, maybe he'll lead us into prayer and fasting for a season so that we can just spend time only with him and then begin to share what he puts in our heart. Because there's people that are lost and need Jesus Christ. We need to get back to preaching. You know, modern people that give lessons on soul winning will tell you not to mention being born again. Well, Jesus mentioned it. Why shouldn't we? They don't want you to get technical, keep it simple. They got it so simple now that nobody's being saved. Just accept Jesus in your heart. No repenting of sin, no turning from sin, no changing. That's not being born again. Being born again is believing. Now, what does it mean to believe? Believe means to accept, to come into, to receive, to grasp it, to lay hold upon it. You believe in something, you partake of it. You can't just mentally say, well, I believe there's a tree out there. If I really believe it, I partake of it. I embrace it. When you believe the gospel, you embrace it. You partake of it. You don't just mentally believe a man named Jesus existed. That's not salvation. Salvation is to embrace this gospel, to believe it, partake of it, and let it come and change your life. Jesus said, go and sin no more to the lady. They use this lady where these men come around, they want to stone this poor woman caught in adultery. And people will use that to excuse sin instead of getting the real meaning. The men that wanted to stone her did not care about her soul. And Jesus made them feel guilty and said, he that's without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. Well, that's a good lesson. We're out to save people, not destroy them because of their sin, but save them out of their sin. But remember, when Jesus was alone with a woman, what did he tell her? He said, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. Now, we do not mention the go and sin no more. Now, I don't know why we leave that out. Go and sin no more, he told a man that was healed once, lest a worse thing come upon you. He doesn't save us in our sin, he saves us from our sin. And we are to go and sin no more. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us not sin. But we must seek these things. And we must tell people that Jesus will give them victory over sin. He will make them and give them that living water, a living water of the Holy Spirit, and they're born again by His Spirit. All things become new. Old things is passed away. That's true conversion. True conversion is not saying, well, I'm covered by grace to go out and sin again. True conversion will change your life, and old things pass away, and you begin a new life. Now, you will be tempted. Yes, the devil doesn't like it when someone's saved. He'll try to get them back, but we have power through the Holy Spirit to overcome. We must seek to be filled with the Spirit just as soon as we're born again, as soon as we're saved, to have all that God wants us to have. Now, some people are filled with the Spirit when they first come to Christ. So the people that teach that's not really wrong all the time. But some people are not. They hold back. And we need to be saved, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and receive all that God has for us and not hold back anything. and be willing to turn from them old sins. Because see, the sin is what separates us from God in the first place. That's why Jesus had to came to come to us and come in the flesh so that he could get rid of our sins. That's separating us from God, causing us to go to hell. It's sin in us that causes us to go to hell. And if we don't come to Christ and let him cleanse that sin, we will die in our sins and be lost. Jesus told the Jewish people one time, if you believe not that I am he, the one God sent to save you from sin is what he meant by I am he, then you shall die in your sins. For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name. We got to receive him. We've got to believe in his name. We've got to come to him, partake of his holiness, be covered by the righteousness of Christ. And we can have this living water Jesus told the woman at the well about. We'll be born again like Jesus told Nicodemus. It is for us, it's for me, it's for you, it's for a child, it's for women, it's for men. But we have to come through Jesus or we will be lost. Don't believe these people that's going around and denying the word of God, blaspheming his name, by saying all religions have our pathway to God. If that was the case, Jesus would not have had to come in the flesh and die for our sins. If there was another way to be saved, he would not have done that. It's only through Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. He told this, John 14. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son has not life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. We need the Son of God right now, today.